Good morning. This is Brother Steve with the Daily Inspiration for this morning. So I was thinking about what to share this morning. I opened up the news yesterday and saw the latest provocation by North Korea. And then just this morning, there's another article on there about North Korea may be readying for another ballistic missile launch, and you know, just all the drama and excitement over all of this, and everybody's kind of, you know, worried about what's going to happen or how is this going to play out, and so I was just thinking about those things, and then, you know, we have Hurricane I can't think the name, but anyway, in Houston, Texas. The hurricane that hit there in Houston, Texas. It seems like every couple years we have another hurricane or some sort of a storm that's bigger than the biggest one that we've ever had before on record. Like we have a couple years ago, we had Superstorm Sandy in New York, and then a couple years before that, it was Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and now there's the hurricane in Houston, Texas, and just seems like just one after the other, there's these massive storms that are wreaking havoc on, you know, these big cities and just destroying, doing billions of dollars of damage that'll take years and even decades to repair everything. And so, you know, what does this tell us about where we are, and what does that what should our response as Christians be? How should we, you know, the world is in fear, men's hearts fill themselves with fear, as the scripture says, and as all these things are taking place, people are wondering. So what is next? What's the future of our country, and what's going to happen? Is North Korea? Are we going to end up in a war with North Korea? And, you know, so many things that are taking place that you have to wonder where it's going. So as I was thinking about that, I thought about the verses in Jesus' words in Luke chapter 21 and then also Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to start with Luke chapter 21, verse 5. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, "As for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And they asked him, saying, "Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass?" So the disciples were showing Jesus about, you know, the temple and exclaiming about the beauty of it and you know, the gold and the glamour of it. And Jesus' first words were that all that you see here, there's not even going to be one stone left on top of the other. And, you know, if you think about, you know, what that would have meant to the disciples, you know, how that would have affected them, you know, at that point, the children of Israel, the Jews, had gone through, this would have been their second temple, or almost like their third, but not completely. I mean, there was Solomon's temple that was destroyed in the captivity of Babylon. And even back then, you know, you think of the peak of Solomon's empire, the peak of the Israeli empire in Solomon's day, and all of everything that they had then, and how, you know, little by little that declined. And at that time it would have been like, okay, this is going to last forever. This is, you know, nobody would have even imagined that anything could ever happen with what they had here. This was, you know, how could this ever change? You know, this is a very powerful country, and the nations around them feared them, and, you know, surely this is going to go on forever. But obviously it didn't. They fell into sin, and God allowed them to be destroyed by the Babylonians. Of course, they were divided first, and then here they had in Nehemiah's time they rebuilt Jerusalem, and then somewhere along that line, I didn't look all of those timelines up, but when they rebuilt the temple again, and then many years later, King Herod basically built them a new temple, or at least rebuilt it or something. I don't know exactly how that was, but then Herod built them a temple, and it was again a very nice temple. And they were very proud of it. And, you know, while on one hand they despised the Roman rule there, on the other hand, Herod had, which was a Roman ruler there, he had built them a nice temple, and they were thankful for that. But now Jesus is saying that all of what you see here is going to go to nothing. Well, it's going to be, you know, not one stone be left on top of the other. So now I'm just comparing all of that with where we are today. You know, in the United States, you know, we have been considered for many years now. We've been considered the most powerful nation in the world. And, you know, so what should our response be? How should we respond to these kind of things? You know, we are not involved in the military or political world in this country. And, you know, but at the same time, it affects us drastically, you know, what happens in this country. So we are forced to think about it. And, you know, we kind of enjoy this freedom, even though we don't get into political things. We still have this you know, almost a patriotic feel sometimes for, you know, the freedom that we have here and whatever. And I remember growing up in the 80s, you know, thinking that people used to talk about how this is all going to change, that this country can't stand forever and it'll all come to nothing at one point in time. And to me, that just, it was like, how could that ever be? I mean, this is such a powerful nation right now, you know, how could that ever change? And then you know, fast forward to 2001, 9/11, and, you know, even though, you know, most of us, our lives didn't drastically change at that time, but there was a subtle undercurrent that changed, and there's a lot of things that changed since that. And now where we are right now, the country increasingly being weakened by internal chaos and confusion and external threats and all those things. It's where is this all going to end up, and how should we then live when we consider these things? We know that this is all going to go to nothing at one point in time. We don't know when that time is for sure, but we know that the time is coming, you know, closer and closer all the time. You know, Peter talks about it in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse, starting in verse 3 maybe. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the water that then was being overflowed with water perished, or the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And so we have this Peter reminding us here that, okay, And then farther on, I'm not sure if it's in this chapter or where it is. I may have to look that up later. But anyway, he's talking about how what we see now is going to be, it's kept unto destruction. And it's kept, how does he say it? Heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So what we see, everything we see now, it's going to burn up. It's going to go to nothing. We know that. Now, I think probably before that, I don't know, but, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, there's going to be worldwide chaos before that. The Bible talks about that too, and we'll get into that more later, but I think I'll leave it there for this morning, and then we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. God bless you.